Hello, happy Thursday. Welcome back to the Everything Bagel Podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily. We are here.
We are here and ready to podcast for you today. Anyway,
That was wow. Very nice.
that was that.
Was it? But was it?
But was it?
We need help. You guys, we need help. Help
We're gonna
us.
do this or that book edition today, but we have a couple things we want to talk about
A couple
before.
items of business
Yes. I
first.
had that in my head, but I couldn't think of what the saying was, so I didn't say it.
Oh,
And then you said it. You read my mind. Are we mates?
Are we mates? I think we're soulmates.
Mates. Soulmates.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the finale of Bachelorette is going to be out by the time this comes out.
Yes.
But since we record ahead of time, we have only seen the men
The
tell all
mental.
and fantasy suites.
Yes. So we record these generally a week ahead of time. So, anyways, are we gonna make a prediction?
Yeah, I was gonna
So
say let's make a prediction and then see if it's
we'll see if
true.
it ages well, you
Yes.
guys.
My prediction. So right now we know that the last two are Marcus and Devin, right?
Yes.
My prediction, because Marcus has been so wishy-washy and like iffy if he wants to be with her.
Ooh, I feel like I know where you're going with this, but keep going.
So I feel like he's gonna leave or say no. And then, in the clip that they keep showing where she says, I can't accept your proposal or whatever she says.
Yeah, I think she says I can't let you propose or something like that.
Yes, he's tall. The guy is really tall. I mean, it could be
And
like,
Devin's taller, right?
yes, Devin's taller. It could be camera angling for sure. But because of that, this is my prediction. Marcus is gonna leave. He's gonna say bye-bye. I'm unsure. And then Devin is gonna want to propose to her, but she's gonna say that, like, I can't let you propose, and then she's gonna regret it. And the other clip where they have her like knocking on
Yeah.
one of the guy's doors, she's gonna be like, actually, I do want to be with you. So that's my prediction.
Oh, that'd be hard because nobody wants it never works out when somebody feels like the second choice.
Yeah.
So, are you saying like maybe she made up her mind that she was going to choose Marcus and then Marcus says, "I can't do this. I'm not ready." And then she says no basically to Devin, but then is like, "Wait, no, I want you."
Yeah.
I feel like her heart is telling her Devin, but her mind is telling her Marcus.
There's something, and you can just like see it and feel it with her and Marcus. There's just like a wall up, and
Yeah.
like they're just not like fully there together with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe there's more of a spark with Devin. But also just how quickly, I don't know. I resonate more with Marcus and the way he's like, I'm not ready for a proposal, because I still have reservations. And Devin's like, I have absolutely no reservations whatsoever. I don't buy that. I think that's ridiculous. I think it's okay to say I'm ready to be engaged to this person, but to say you have absolutely no reservations whatsoever, I don't know, that's not really realistic. Like you just met her and you guys have never experienced life outside a TV show, which is actually crazy.
I know. What is the span of time that these shows are in again?
I don't know.
Is it like
Like
weeks or is
6 to 8 weeks or
Oh,
something?
okay.
Let's Google it.
Okay.
8 to 10 weeks.
Oh, okay. That is definitely not enough time, but there are people over here getting married after a week, so
Yeah.
it is possible.
Yeah.
But I know, Emily, you were kind of going back and forth with this, especially in the most recent episode. of the men tell all. Do you think that Devin was genuine, or do you think that he, I don't know.
Still don't know. I can't tell with him.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell if the guy is genuine or not.
I definitely think he's, like, way over dramatic.
I think he's just emotional and dramatic. Mm-hmm. And I feel that Jen has the emotional intelligence to see if somebody's being phony.
So yeah.
For that reason, I lean towards he's not putting on an act, but mm-hmm. he's maybe just a little over the top.
Mm-hmm. I just can't with Devin. Like, right from the beginning,
yeah,
he's just like, he's the worst.
If you would have told me that he was top two,
I would have been like, no, I'm not watching this season.
No way.
Like, I have such a hard time watching when he's on the screen, especially when they're kissing. I don't know what it is about him, but his, like, on-screen kissing is terrible. I cannot watch it. But then Jonathan, on the other hand, I was like, this man was made to kiss on screen.
Dude, she is sleeping on Jonathan. And the whole internet is saying the same thing. Like, here's her top two. One of them is, I can't do this, I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. And then Devin's, I don't even know how to describe him. Weird?
Yeah. He's just, you know, insecure. Well,
he almost went home.
Yeah.
Like, he almost sent himself home. And so that's her top two. Meanwhile, Jonathan is unproblematic.
Are you talking about Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus.
Because Jonathan left.
Yes, so...
or got sent home.
Did I say the wrong name? So her top two, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are wishy-washy, because one of them almost went home, Devin.
Mm-hmm. They both almost
Marcus,
went home.
Yeah, I guess Marcus also almost went home. And meanwhile, Jonathan... He's a cutie.
I know. And he was, like, so certain that he was going to end up with her. And then he was so shocked. That was...
He's so unproblematic.
Him leaving was so sad because it was genuine. It was so sad. But I'm excited that he'll be on Paradise.
Yes. And then they also announced Grant as the Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
I'm like... I think I like him. I think I like him, too. But I'm also, like, I don't really know...
I don't really know him.
I don't know who he is, because he got a one-on-one, he got some screen time, but, like, not enough for me to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for his season.
Yeah. I think I am excited more so than I was for Jen's season, because I also didn't really know Jen.
Yeah.
But a little, we got to see a little bit of him during the interview, and I feel like he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah. And I think he'll do really well. And it's really all about the women that come on. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Hopefully they have good women, because I feel like he's a good bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah, we want him to find someone. They'll have to pull some good women in the casting for Bachelor in Paradise.
Are we going to get his season first or Golden Bachelorette first?
I bet they have Golden Bachelorette first and then his season. And then Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay. I want Golden Paradise so bad.
That would be crazy.
So bad. Because listen, when we watched Gary's season,
mm-hmm.
is it Gary or Jerry?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Now I'm second guessing it.
Because it was spelled one way, but then pronounced another way. So I would get confused which one was which. His season, the women were so amazing.
I loved those women. And it broke
my heart because I wanted every single one of them to find someone. And so if they can take all the men from Joan's season mm-hmm. and all the men from Gary's season and put them in Paradise, I would love that, because I feel like Paradise is a way more natural way to date around. Like, you get to meet lots of people, and you get to make friends, and you get to make friendships, and also... meet lots of people and talk to lots of people and mm-hmm. not just expect every contestant to fall in love with the same person. So yeah. I think it's more realistic, and I love
Paradise. But do you think that all of those older people are going to want to be in the heat and the humid 24/7?
Oh, no way. You're totally right, actually. You know how high maintenance those women were on Gary's season?
Yes.
They didn't even like living in the villa.
Yeah.
They were like, it's too cramped. I need my space.
I do not think that they would
also,
like that.
Well, maybe they could do... maybe they could do Paradise, but luxury paradise.
Yeah. Somewhere with a more mild indoor temperature. Yeah, yes. More indoor.
Somewhere with AC inside.
Uh-huh. And heating.
Maybe an indoor pool. And beach access.
Oh, an indoor
an all-inclusive
pool.
Resort.
Yeah. Okay, one thing that was actually really funny is, did you notice the room that Devin and Jen had? It was...
No.
Like, the most basic hotel room ever. Like, they could have found...
It wasn't very nice.
...a more, like, luxurious, like, Airbnb or something in Hawaii, but it was... It looked like they were at, like, a Marriott.
Oh.
I was like, what? This is rigged. Why did they get this? And then Marcus's room was better, but still not great.
Hmm. I did not notice the room at all.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. You would think that the most watched show in the world would have a higher budget.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, geez, it's one night. Give them a nice room with a hot tub in there, maybe. Yeah. They've done that before. Also, I loved how she got to just lay it on Sam.
That was funny.
Sam M? Is that...
I get the last names.
You guys know who we're talking about.
You know. The you blonde know. Sam.
Yes.
The one
and he,
that...
like, he tried to, like, stand up for himself still and did not think he was in the wrong. And it's like, dude, like, just own up to
He's
it.
He's just a walking red flag. I'm so glad that she realized when she did and sent him home.
Yeah.
Because... He was just a hot mess express.
Hot mess express.
Hot mess express. The episode where they were on the podcast or the radio show. Oh,
that was so
what
bad.
What was that?
I don't even know. I don't even know
literally,
what he
what
was
that?
Saying.
She was like, why do you like me? And he's like, well, you're not my type. And yeah. I was really hoping it was going to be Daisy.
Or Maria.
Or Maria.
And it's like, no, no,
but
no. And he said it again in the men tell all.
Oh, yeah, and when he said, I didn't say you were dull, I said your eyes were dull. I was like, stop talking.
Like, he's just digging the hole deeper the more he talks.
I don't know. I don't think he has a lot of brain cells.
No.
I don't know if he played football or if he had a head injury.
Multiple concussions.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He got dropped as a child.
Maybe he's concussed. But, yeah, I do have concerns about his intelligence
That
levels.
Is one man that I pray they don't invite to come on Paradise. Please.
Oh,
we
gosh.
Do not need more of
we
him.
We don't need him. We don't want to see him on our screen anymore.
No. But then there's Hakeem.
I am so excited. When I was watching Mental, I texted Shelby, or I don't know, Marco'd you, and said, all I want is Hakeem on Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And then they announced that he was going to be on Paradise.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I hope Paradise is better than last season of Paradise, because that season was the most boring Paradise I've ever seen in my life.
The season before that, though, was probably the best. They did the switch thing that they do on Love Island that
right.
you were talking
they
about.
They sent him to Casa. Okay, remind me who were the couples on two seasons ago.
There was like...
Is it the Dylan and Hannah season or is that three seasons
that
ago?
Was the Dylan and Hannah.
That
I think it was Genevieve
so
and Aaron.
Good.
I can't
And what about Noah and Abby?
I think they might have been on that season too.
Dude, nothing tops that season.
It was the best Paradise
so
season.
Good.
And I think that's why they're waiting, like postponing it so they can get more... newer contestants to come on.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Speaking of Noah, what do we think about Noah and his brother?
Oof. Well, I mean...
Aaron, right?
Yeah. Aaron is the one that I was like, he's in the closet for sure.
Oh my gosh.
Also...
Well, how do you like Noah so much and Aaron turned out so different?
Yeah, and they're twins. Yeah. I didn't know they were twins. I thought they were just brothers.
And the fact that Noah didn't stand up for him, he's like, yeah,
yes.
That was not a good move. I was like, I love you, Noah.
Well, it's also like, you gotta be a good brother. Stand up for your brother. Why did you do that?
I felt bad for Aaron. I was like, oh, not even his brother will stand up for
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
I kind of, if I were Noah, I was thinking, oh no, what would I say in this situation? Because... I don't condone his behavior.
Condone.
I said that weird, but...
I believed it.
I would have said something a little bit more neutral.
Yeah, same.
Kind of like not he was taking like, sides.
Yeah, he was like so against his brother, and it's like, whoa, okay.
Sorry, what were you saying?
That's what I was going to talk about. The whole book thing and how he like wasn't on his brother's side. It was weird. Did you also think it was absolutely crazy that they advertised Secret Lives of Mormon Wives on Bachelorette?
Yeah, I was like, what is happening?
Like, that was wild. Crazy to me. Yeah. Because we thought, oh, this is just going to be, like, big in Utah. These are, like, the moms of Utah that are on TikTok.
Right.
But no, this is going to be, like, huge.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, I thought, I knew it was gaining a lot of attention online, but I didn't realize that it was going to be so big.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are people in our community,
yeah,
you know? And we have connections to these people, mm-hmm, and even know some of them personally, kind of, but it's just wild.
Yeah. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
So we'll definitely be doing an episode on that.
Yes.
When?
That comes out. Let's see. It'll come September, out tomorrow.
No.
Well, September 6th. When this releases.
Oh.
I think. I just want to say one thing about The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and it has to do with the title.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone that's not in the main cast, but shows up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that when she signed on to do it, it was originally called Mom Talk because all of these women are on Mom Talk.
Yes.
And Taylor, like the main one, claims that she created Mom Talk, which she kind of did. And then they changed it to Secret Lives of Mormon Wives for clickbait. So yeah. I was like, and we're definitely seeing that, like, all over social media.
I kind of have, beef with just the bait and switch with the name change.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I don't know if all of those women really knew what they were getting themselves into when they signed up.
Yeah.
But it's like, very interesting. And I don't want to come to any judgments or any conclusions before
we actually watch
the show. But just the way they depict the trailer obviously has people up in arms because it doesn't depict the church correctly. But like I said, they're just kind of doing clickbait and trying to get attention, and it's working.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with the actual show.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get together that weekend.
We should.
Down's out of town that weekend. Let's just binge it all day and just watch the entire season.
Do you think it'll come out like whole season?
Yes.
The whole season's coming out.
Somebody online said they're releasing the entire season in one day.
Whoa, I thought it for sure would come out weekly.
Nope.
Like episode by episode.
That's but crazy. That, like I said, I just saw something one time that said that. So if that's we'll incorrect, sorry.
By the time this episode releases, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives will be coming out tomorrow. Crazy.
So this episode will be released on September 5th.
Yes.
And then September 6th is the release date.
It's already September? Yeah, where did August go?
I know.
It's practically October.
Do
you guys have your Halloween costumes ready?
I am so excited.
And Christmas planned? What gifts are you getting?
I've never been like a huge... Like, I do love the holidays, but I'm not super crafty or, like, festive. Like, I don't have a lot of decorations. I don't usually think about my Halloween costume ahead of time. But in recent years, I've been stoked for Halloween. I'm already getting ready for
Halloween. I love Halloween.
I've already ordered stuff. So.
Yeah. Sadly, Abe doesn't... Frickin' bats. I love Halloween. Sadly, Abe doesn't love dressing up.
Yeah.
But I make him do it every year.
Yeah. And no, you should.
We have pretty good costumes.
Yeah.
Every year.
We get creative. Elvis and Priscilla costumes.
Oof, that was
iconic.
Good.
Iconic.
That was good.
Iconic.
Also, Karate Kid was a really
Karate
good
Kid,
one.
Yeah. I'll never be able to top my pregnant Vector costume. Like, that was
that
the
was
best
That was hilarious.
Ever. But this year, Gallen also doesn't like dressing up, but... I think he's going to like this year.
Yeah. I think Abe secretly does like it. When it really comes down to it, he's like, this was good.
You know? You have pictures and you look back.
Yeah.
they're like, oh, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Told you so.
Thank you. Okay, let's get into it. So, This or That book edition.
Let's do it.
I'll go first. Hardcover or paperback? You say. You answer.
Paperback, for sure.
I would say paperback as well because it's lighter.
It's so much easier to hold and read. It's mm-hmm. more comfortable.
Yeah, paperbacks do wear down easier, but
yeah,
gives the book character.
Yeah. Hardcovers look prettier on your shelf, but they're more difficult to read.
Yeah. And that's really what it's all about, is when you're reading it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go next.
Standalone books or series?
This one's hard. I'm like in the middle, but I would probably say series.
Yeah, I definitely say series too. I'm in it for the long haul if the characters...
If it's good.
...are likable. And
I haven't read a series yet that I haven't liked. Yeah. Probably because we're reading all of the Book Talk books.
Yeah, we're basic.
But it is nice to just, like, be one and done, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, a duology.
Sometimes series can get a little bit boring. A little bit slow.
Yeah.
But I love a good series.
Yeah. Okay.
Because a lot of fantasy series are... The first book requires a lot of world building. And then you really get into the storyline. Mm-hmm. So sometimes series are just necessary.
Yeah. To make it the best ever. Wow. Okay. This one, you can't... There isn't, like, a splash of either in them, okay?
Okay.
Fantasy or romance?
Fantasy.
Yeah?
I think.
I mean,
I don't know, though.
Romanticy is definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
But I really don't know with this one. I probably would also say fantasy, but yeah. The romance in any book, I'm a sucker for it.
I stick by fantasy because I just thought about Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry Potter has very little romance. If it had zero romance, it would still be one of my favorite series of all time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Which is why I probably would say fantasy. There's just so much more to mm-hmm. it. You know? Love magic.
Okay. Rhysand or Cassian?
Obviously Rhysand, but I love both.
Yeah.
You too? Rhysand?
Yeah. You have to go with Daddy Rhysand.
Not Daddy Cassie. Daddy Cassie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Enemies to lovers or friends to lovers?
You know my answer. You know. Enemies to lovers is my jam.
Oh, enemies to lovers is so good.
Can we talk about enemies to lovers real quick? Because yes. I've always said I'm obsessed. Like, why do I love it so much? Why do I love this trope? And I thought everybody loved this trope. I thought it was just a universally loved trope. But somebody recently was like, I don't really like enemies to lovers. And I was enlightened by that.
That blows my mind.
I mean, I just can't wrap my mind around not liking enemies to lovers. And then also, what was I watching or reading the other day that I thought, this is the origin of my love for this trope? I remember. iCarly. Guys, Sam and Freddie hated each other. But it wasn't real hate, you know?
I forgot like they got together.
But yeah, then they ended up being lovers. In love.
That's crazy.
And I was, the other day, I had an epiphany. That was, iCarly is one of the reasons why.
Well, you love that trope.
I love enemies. Trope.
The most recent, well, kind of the most recent enemies to lovers that we've read is Powerless. Ooh, yes. Would you consider that enemies to lovers? It is.
Yes, because, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can't really say why, but that book is so good.
Yes, I just finished Powerless. I had read Powerful before on accident. So I read Powerful and then Powerless, and I'm about to start Reckless. So...
It's
Let's
so
freaking
good.
go.
I feel like most especially book talk books, are enemies to lovers. It's just, it's the best. I don't even yes. know what some of the other tropes are because that one's the best
or one. Or basic, but I'm...
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay, is your turn? I'll let you say this one. Oh, wait, hold on. It's glitching. Okay.
Audiobook or physical book?
I would say physical book for sure.
100.
Because audio can be so cringy. And I just like... Okay, I really like imagining them in my brain exactly how I want to imagine them. Their voices, how I want yeah. to imagine them. And... It's more like I'm watching it when I'm reading it rather than when I'm listening to it.
Yes. 100%.
So.
Especially fantasy. Because we like to read a lot of fantasy, it's just not good on audiobook.
It's not the same.
It's not.
But if you've already read the book, it's okay to like read yeah. it again, audio, but it's still just not the same.
Yeah.
And there has been so many times where I'm listening to an audio and I'm like, why am I not just reading this right now?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I was just reading this.
Yeah. To people who listened to ACOTAR and didn't read it, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's not good.
Mm-hmm. And most, like, voice actors, I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't love.
Yeah. Same. I liked listening to the two Kristen Hannah books on audio.
Those were good.
I liked the voice actress
mm-hmm.
a lot, and I feel like those books are a little bit better on audio mm-hmm. because they're not in a fantasy world with weird things.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. It's the real
weird
world
voices. More so. When it's like a creepy character or like a dragon talking, it's so cringy.
Yeah. I just started from Blood and Ash on Audible.
Do you like it?
Yes, but I probably should have read a few chapters of the physical book.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she says things from a male's voice, mm-hmm. it's so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's so hard to like the male main character.
Yeah. And it kind of ruins when his voice them is for like you. That.
Yeah. And it's just cringy.
Yeah.
It's cringy, but I'm trying very hard to look past that. And
yeah. I love a book that's in the female and the male point of view. And then when they do mm-hmm. the audio yes. with a female and a male voice actor.
Like the end of Fourth Wing and Iron Flame.
Oh.
When they yes. had the Zayden voice actor come on and do the Zayden uh-huh. chapters. Yes.
Don't they do that yes. in It Starts With Us? Did you read the audio?
No, I read the physical book.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's like that in It Starts With Us. And it's also like that in Powerless. And the male voice actor in Powerless.
Wait, did you listen to it?
No, I've just heard clips. So I've actually never heard the female version of Powerless. But I've heard clips of the male for Kai.
And you like Kai's voice?
It's exactly see, I don't, right.
Why don't we do all books like that?
I don't know.
I don't want graphic audio with background noise and music. I just want a different voice for each character.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want. And it doesn't need to be dramatic or mm-hmm. dramatized. What do they call it? Dramatized adaptation or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, graphic audio.
Graphic audio.
Never again.
Nope. Never again.
Don't listen to graphic audio, please.
So bad.
Okay, let's move on. Reading in the morning or reading at night?
Night.
Yeah. It honestly just depends. I think I like reading in the morning because I'm more with it. Sometimes when I'm sleepy, I don't catch everything.
Yeah.
But when a book is good and it keeps you up, That's where it's at.
You know it's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Music or silence?
While you're reading. I've actually never listened to music while I've read, but I know people will do it. Or they'll put up like a YouTube video that has like images and music for like a vibe. And people really like it.
I think I need to do that more. And I think it depends on the book. I did that for some reading sessions during Throne of Glass. So, like, after we had read several books and made a playlist.
Yeah.
Because it's just hard to do that with a single book. But when we had a whole series, we read a few books, and then we really got the vibes, and we made a playlist that was absolutely fire.
Very emotional.
And so sometimes I would put that on while I was reading, and oh my gosh, it made it so good. Because sometimes the song that was playing, and I would just put it on shuffle, would align perfectly for what was happening. And I was like, yes, yes. This is amazing. It yes. really transports you. But I don't know if, yeah.
I really need to try it. But it's like, how do you know what the vibe is going to be for that book? Like That's you're saying, problem. You know, unless someone that you trust has already read it and they're like, listen to this for this part.
Which we did that for ACOTAR.
Yeah.
And
our ACOTAR playlist.
If you, I've told several people, like, please put this song on loop when you're reading this chapter of this book. I just want everyone to do that.
What we should tell them.
Need to listen to. What is My Tears Are Becoming a Sea by Three.
Hold on, let me look it up. We gotta see.
Okay, this is for A Court of Mist and Fury, chapter 54. Okay, you're gonna put this song on repeat.
By M83.
By M83.
My Tears Are Becoming a Sea.
Do it.
It's so good. We should do a whole episode on our ACOTAR playlist and our talk playlist and when these songs come up in the books. Ooh, it's so good. I love making playlists for books.
Oh, so good. So good.
So good. Okay, is it my turn? I'll go. All right. Character-driven or plot-driven?
Don't do this to me.
I would probably say plot. But the characters are so important.
Yeah. That is an impossible decision, but I would say plot as well. I mean, if you have... I'm not going to read it if it doesn't have a good plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But it depends also if it's a series or a standalone. Like, if you're reading a series and you hate the characters, why would you keep reading?
Yeah,
but absolutely. If you're reading a standalone and you don't like the characters, but the plot is good, it's more acceptable.
That's so true.
Like, in Verity... I mean, those characters aren't amazing. You know, you probably
don't have any sort of attachment.
Yeah, you're not super connected to them, but the plot is really interesting.
But also, all of the characters, Verity, are morally gray in some way or another. So.
Yeah, very true.
It's a very unique situation with Verity.
Yes. Okay, your turn.
Books that make you cry or books that make you laugh?
Probably books that make you cry.
Yeah, same. I just want a book that makes me feel.
Yes.
Makes me feel anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if I've read a ton of... Well, I mean, I guess all of the books that we read, there's funny moments. Honestly, Fourth Wing made me laugh a lot.
The dialogue in Fourth Wing is so good.
The humor is so good. Like, I loved that part of it, but
so good.
I will always go for a book that makes you cry. Unless it's Kristen Hannah, I still need a break from those books.
Yep. Maybe another year.
Yes, for real. Okay. Buy new or buy used?
Used, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, because, first of all, you know, eco-friendly. Cheaper. Second of all, cheaper. Mm-hmm. I bought a few books off of Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, same.
And it's great. They're pretty much like new. All the words are the same. As long as it's not missing any pages, you know?
Yeah.
I'm exactly. all for that.
Exactly. I really don't care. Either way, I'm going to get the book that I want. So
yeah,
if it's on Facebook Marketplace or if somebody's selling it, I'll get it. But if it's not, I'll still get it.
Yep.
So I really don't have a preference there.
I'm a little bit more crafty than Shelby when it comes to books. Yes. I'm like, do I know somebody that I can borrow it from?
Yeah.
Unless I know I'm going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought Throne of Glass ahead of time.
Yeah.
But I just don't like spending money on books unnecessarily.
Yeah. See, and I like don't to have
a lot of space right now for books.
Me either.
I know. I don't know how you do it. You have less space than I do.
I know. My books are all in a pile by the side of my bed under pillows.
One day we'll move into a house and have a big bookshelf.
Yes. Oh, I would love
that. The dream.
With a ladder that rolls from side to side.
Yes. I might have to buy Powerless because I love these. And it's also my favorite genre, which is mm-hmm. young adult fantasy.
Mm-hmm. You do. You do need to buy
it. So maybe I need to buy this.
I like set. Book trophy.
Book trophy. Trophy. Book trophy. My turn?
Yeah.
Happy endings or tragic endings?
Honestly,
oh.
I would probably say tragic endings because
this is hard.
It makes it more like worth it when it's just like, oh, everyone lived happily ever after. Yeah. I'm like, no, where's the drama?
Yeah, that's true. It kind of depends. Overall, I like a book that's gonna make me cry, but mm-hmm. a happy ending can also make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
So either way.
Yeah. So this one isn't physical book. It is audio or Kindle.
Well, if I had to choose, Kindle, because then I can still read it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I don't have a Kindle, so I've never experienced the Kindle life. But there have definitely been times where I'm like, a Kindle would be really nice right now.
People that have a Kindle swear by Kindles.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, why don't we have a Kindle?
I don't know.
You should definitely have a Kindle.
Well, and Kindle books are the cheapest, yeah. right?
The only reason that I don't have a Kindle and that I prefer reading physical books is because I have this weird thing where I don't want Jensen to, like, see me on a device
yeah.
all day. Because to him, what's the difference between an iPhone and a Kindle?
Yeah.
But if he sees me reading a physical book, I feel like that's better. And I will read in the chair in his room. And I have found him climbing up on the chair and reading a book to himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's so Aww, funny.
That's so cute.
I'm like, okay, it's rubbing off.
The thing is if I get a Kindle, if I like the book, which is like 90% of the time with the books that we've read, I will get the audio and the physical form yeah. as well as the Kindle.
And you also need your book trophies.
Yes. So I'm like, why would I get a Kindle? It yeah. would I would think I'm saving money, but I actually would have to spend yeah, more money.
Because then you'd still have to buy the physical book.
Yes.
Oh. But the convenience of a Kindle does sound quite nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Leaving the dust jacket on or taking the dust jacket off?
So, honestly, this is actually kind of a controversial thing. Because to me, leaving the dust jacket on protects the book. Yeah. But some people are like, no, take it off so you can keep the dust jacket nice. Like when you and put it on your shelf.
What? Okay, yeah, that really just blew my mind. Because I always thought the dust jacket is to protect the book.
Yeah. But some people are like, no, like whenever you leave the house, you have to take it off so you can keep the dust jacket nice. But most of the time, well, I guess it just depends on the book. Most of the time, I like when it's on the shelf, like without the dust jacket, because it just looks less messy.
Yeah. I don't know.
What would you say? On or
off? I always leave it on
mm-hmm.
to protect the book.
Yeah.
But
and I know some people will use it as their like bookmark, book placer.
Yeah. I have used the dust jacket as a bookmark plenty of times before.
Yeah. Okay. Dog ear or bookmark? Emily dog-eared my Agatar books.
Sorry. I don't do it anymore.
That's good.
But I did dog-ear Shelby's Agatar books. But she didn't even notice, so it's obviously not a big deal.
Because I didn't read it after I gave it to you.
I use bookmarks now. Don't worry.
Yeah, for sure a bookmark.
Also, we have cute bookmarks now.
Yes. So
always use one.
DM us if you want one. Always use one. Use it in public too, please. And tell people about us if they ask about it.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Contemporary or historical?
Contemporary. Wow. Actually, this one is also hard because most fantasy is like kings and queens time.
I know. So if it's non-fantasy, contemporary. I think I'd say contemporary.
But you also started listening to Crescent City, which is a contemporary fantasy, and you had to put it in the DNF.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, Crescent City. I could not get through Crescent City. But I think if I were reading it, it would be better. Unfortunately, I was listening to it on Audible, and it's one of those really cringy audiobooks. So I couldn't do it. It was just so boring and weird. And I will probably come back to it one day, potentially, maybe, if somebody makes me.
You will. But once I start reading it, you're going to have to go back to it.
I can't believe I put a Sarah J. Maas book on the DNF shelf.
I know. Well, so. I heard, and I might have already talked about this on the podcast, so sorry if I'm repeating, but I heard that in order to read the next ACOTAR book, you have to read Throne of Glass and Crescent City. Because apparently they all merge.
Okay, well, I'm just going to watch YouTube videos on Crescent City.
No.
I already found one that was really good and really extensive.
Did you watch the whole thing? Gave it away for yourself?
No.
Oh.
I watched just the first bit. I didn't want to go ahead of myself, but it was so in-depth that I watched like 20 minutes and it still hadn't gone through 20 chapters.
What was the YouTuber like? I feel like book YouTubers are always the like weirdest people. And I'm like, who are you?
Some of them are weird. Some of them I like. I don't remember what this one was like. It's been a minute. I was just getting so confused with all the characters and words.
Yeah.
In Crescent City that I was trying to get someone to explain it a little better. So she wasn't even getting into the plot yet. She was just explaining like the world of Crescent City.
Oh, okay.
Which was helpful.
Okay.
But obviously not helpful enough for me to like the book.
So it's very in-depth.
Yes.
World building.
You'll be very confused at first, but
That's why
I don't like that.
I need multiple people that have read it so I can ask questions.
Yeah.
Because I can't do that.
Well, that's So, watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Whose turn is it?
You go.
One book at a time or multiple books at a time?
Okay. This one depends. If I am having a hard time reading a book, getting it finished, sometimes I'll start another book to like help me finish the other book. And it'll kind of get me out of that reading slump.
Hmm.
But I do think that I like the book better when I just read it from start to finish without any other books in my head and like as fast as I can.
Yeah.
So I would probably say one at a time.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree. I'd say one at a time, for sure, actually, because the only time I have multiple books is when I am reading a book, but I need something to listen to when I drive so that I have an audiobook. But I don't like switching back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to read one book at a time.
See, that's why it's so nice to have the physical book and the audio.
But I've never done that, and I don't like it because I don't like to think about, okay, where do I need to fast forward to or where do I need to skip to?
Well, that's why you have to go chapter to chapter. So you have to listen or read a whole chapter before you can switch to the audio.
Yeah, see, I don't know. That sounds like too complicated.
It's honestly so nice though, because you'll be reading and then you're like, shoot, like I have to drive somewhere. And everywhere I go, it's at least a 20-minute drive. So
yeah.
I have the time to read
maybe
one chapter.
Maybe I need to start doing that.
If not more, and it's like you're still in it, and then you get through it quicker. I don't know. I really like having the audio and the physical book of the books, but it does get pricey.
I will have to try that.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
You will.
Okay, you go.
Oh, My turn. Okay. Mood reader or planned TBR reader?
Wait, what?
like do you are you like after you finish a book, you're like, I want to read this book now because I'm in this mood? Or like while you're reading a current book, you're like, I'm going to read this book next and then this book next and then this book next.
You know how we have our books planned out way in advance. Mm-hmm. So I'd say planned TBR just because there's so many books that we want to read. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it we changes. Say, well, let me read this palette cleanser, you know.
Yeah.
Or let's read a different genre for a second and then go back to our TBR.
Yeah.
So I'd say a hybrid of both, but mostly planned TBR.
Yeah. Because
there's just too many.
I know. Same. I would say planned.
Okay. First person or third person?
First person.
Yeah.
100%. Same.
I think it's way easier to resonate mm-hmm. with the main character.
You feel like you are that person, that mm-hmm. character.
Yeah. I really like how powerless goes between point of views, mm-hmm. but not too many. It's just two.
Yeah.
That's like my ideal type of
book.
I think
that's my favorite too. The female point of view and then the male point exactly. of view. And they're both first person.
Yeah.
Because some books will switch between first and third, and mm-hmm. then that's when it gets really confusing.
Definitely don't like that. But you read a lot of third person books, like Throne of Glass, where I think the whole thing is in third person, but it still switches kind of point of views,
yeah.
even in third person. Mm-hmm. And so I like that too. Third person gives the author more freedom
yeah.
with what they can write about.
For sure. Yeah. But I, like if I were writing a book, I think it would be easier to write in first person with like two or three point of views. I don't know. I just like first person. It's your turn.
Oh, lots of characters or fewer characters?
Fewer.
Yeah. That really is a pet peeve when a book has unnecessary characters. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I felt with Crescent City. I didn't get super far. I'm maybe like 30 to 40 chapters in, which is like significant. But I'm just very lost because there's so many characters and I don't feel like they're important
mm-hmm.
and it really bugs me.
Yeah, well, and the character development for fewer characters, you just like you connect with them a lot better. You can see their life, their past, their humor, their relationships, 100%. And the author can like really go in depth when there's not as many, and when there's too many, it's like, wait, who was that person? Like they haven't shown up in 10 chapters. I don't remember what just happened with them last. So
I think it's a sign of really good writing when you don't need a lot of characters because your few characters are so intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I think there's probably some characters in Throne of Glass that could be taken out.
Yeah.
Like side characters.
Yeah.
None of the main people, but there are some that just, it was too much.
Yeah, I agree.
They ended up all kind of being essential in the end. Spoiler alert. If you haven't finished Throne of Glass. But in the end, when everyone from Aelin's past came back to fight for her, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that makes sense to me why Sarah J. Maas did that. But I don't know. It could have been more vague.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't need to, like, the characters didn't even need to have a name. It could have just been, like, this person from her past. I don't know. I'm not good at explaining it, but.
I mean, I do think that they would need a name for if you're going to bring them back, but yeah, I agree. There was a little bit too much, and it sounds like there's too many in Crescent City.
There's just so many names.
Okay, we already kind of talked about this. One point of view or multiple point of views?
If it's in first person, I'm okay with one point of view, but I loved Powerless, how there's two point of views.
And definitely third person. It it's easier for the author to do third person with multiple point of views. That does kind of get a little bit confusing, though. If there's a break, like, for example, in A Court of Silver Flames, it was one point of view. So, like, in each chapter, it always started with one point of view, and then there was, like, a break, and then it was the other person's point of view, and it was, like, super clear. Do you remember that?
No.
But then in some... I'm just gonna keep going. But then in some other books, it was kind of unclear when it was switching. And I like... I just love when it's super clear. Yeah. So, like, it says it at the head of the chapter. Same. Like, it's this
person. I'm not trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like...
Because then it's like...
Just tell me who
it
is. You
read a whole page, like, thinking it's this person talking sometimes, but then it's another person, and you're like, okay, I have to reread that with that in mind, you know?
100%. I hate that. Yeah. Because then you have to go back because you're confused. And... Okay, mystery or thriller? Have I ever even read a mystery?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Like,
I used to read mystery when I was younger.
A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, I think, would be mystery.
I probably would say thriller. I mean, I do love jump scares and I do love playing detective, but the range of plots that you can have in a thriller is a lot wider. Mystery, it's kind of like, who did it?
I want to read more mystery.
Yeah, me too.
Because I can't think of anything I've read besides A Good Girl's Guide to Murder and I didn't love it, but I usually really love mystery, like, TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would like mystery books. If anyone has a good recommendation,
give us a good recommendation. Let me know. I also want to read a horror. I want to read a Stephen King book.
Mm.
Halloween time. I'm going to read Halloween. Stephen King. Except I looked up, so I found the Stephen King book that I want to read. And it's a little bit shorter. This guy recommended it. Like, if you've never read one, like, read this one first.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, not his best. It's not his worst. And it's kind of just a good one to get into the Stephen King world. So I've decided on reading that book. But I can't find it on Facebook Marketplace anywhere. And people are selling Stephen King books all over the place. Hmm. But I can't find this specific one.
What's it called?
It's called Misery.
Okay.
I would read, like, The Shining or It. But I've already seen those movies. So I want to read a book that I haven't seen one of his movies for. And I haven't seen Misery. And I heard that it's crazy. But where was I going with that? I really want to try a horror read.
Yeah.
I think
I've never
like
read
it.
A horror book either.
That's another one.
Okay.
That I would read when I was younger.
Is it your turn?
I can go. Where are we? Dystopian or utopian?
What's utopian?
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a perfect world? Yes, I was right. Utopian is idealistic.
Definitely dystopian.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite books ever are dystopian.
I love dystopian. I love end of the world stuff.
Divergent, Hunger Games. Guys, so good.
So good.
Is Powerless considered dystopian?
I think it could be. Dystopian fantasy. It's just everything that she and loved like, combined.
The Apple TV series Silo,
that
one's very dystopian, and I love that.
Yeah, I love end of the world stuff. I don't know why. It's just, like, so interesting to me, and, like, thinking, what would I do in this situation? What would I do if the world ended?
Yeah, yeah, very interesting.
We were thinking, I don't think there's anything that we've read that is actually utopian.
Yeah, can somebody give me an example of utopian? Like, The Host? Did you ever see that?
Remind me what that is.
It's a book turned to movie, but the movie was so bad.
What was the premise?
It features Saoirse Ronan. So the premise is that your soul and body are disconnected. And the soul can be, like, extracted. And when your body dies, it's put into a different body.
Hmm.
But its memories are kind of erased. Still there.
Oh.
So it's kind of like reincarnation vibes.
Hmm.
But it's not just humans. Like, you could have been a butterfly and then a human.
Oh, and you're saying that that's kind of a utopian...
I don't remember, but that's the only thing I can think of that might be a utopian book.
There's literally... I can't think of anything. I don't think that's even a thing. Because nobody likes that. Heaven, we will all be in heaven one day and experience it for all eternity, so...
Okay.
Do you think we could watch movies and read books in heaven? Because isn't everything supposed to be just, like, perfect?
I have literally no clue.
We're just in heaven watching our dystopian movies.
Shelby's watching Vampire Diaries.
On repeat.
I'm watching The Office. Okay, reading inside or reading outside?
I would say inside. I honestly like both. Like, I really love laying by the pool and reading. But again, my arms get tired.
Mm.
And it's easier to just kind of rest your arms on your body or a pillow or something when you're reading.
Mm.
But this is when a Kindle would come in hand. You need
a comfy chair outside.
Yeah. But it's like if I'm tanning, I can't cover too much.
No, I love reading outside. 100% reading outside. I'll put up, if it's good weather, I'll put up my hammock chair out front.
Mm-hmm.
It's so comfy.
Yeah.
That is the best.
We're entering...
I can just tuck my feet in and just swing and read my book. Oof. It's, like, the best.
We're entering, like, the perfect weather.
The weather lately has been so good.
Yes.
Not too hot, but still warm.
I'm so excited.
It's sunny, I love fall. But it's, like, really cool in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, guys.
Everyone is, like, already jumping into fall. Starbucks has their fall drinks already. And I am holding myself back from making pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
Too right soon. Now. It's 81 degrees out.
It's too soon. It really is.
But, yeah, this week is so nice. Like,
yeah.
The weather.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Book light or lamp?
Well, I don't own a book light, so lamp.
They're actually so convenient.
I know. I really want one.
It's nice.
Especially if you're reading in the car at night.
Well, or if, like, your spouse goes to sleep and you don't want to keep a lamp on.
Yes.
It's really nice. But the book light also can, like, cast weird shadows and stuff on your wall because it's not just on your book.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what light you get. So they're very convenient, but I do love a nice warm lamp. Sadly, I just don't have one by my bed, but I do on my couch.
Or reading by candlelight, m'lady. I do love lighting a candle.
I actually while reading. Don't use candles, so that's a no for me.
It's because you're crunchy. I love breathing in the chemicals, personally. They smell amazing.
They do smell. Actually, I'm extremely sensitive to smell.
Oh.
So most candles make me want to throw up.
That makes sense.
But some I do love.
Okay.
Your turn.
Looking at fan art before finishing is worth it, or don't look at fan art until you're done?
This is our last one, by the way.
Let me guess what you're going to say. You love looking at fan art and spoiling the book for yourself.
It's true. It's true. I spoiled so many things in Throne of Glass by looking at fan art. But do I regret it? A little bit. But the fan art is worth it.
Mm.
I love looking at fan art and imagining those while I'm reading.
The self-restraint it takes, though, to not look at fan art, especially in a long series like Throne of Glass, is so hard. You need a designated buddy.
I know. Someone that's already read it.
And they can send you fan art.
Yes.
I already looked up fan art for Blood and Ash, though.
No.
But I was very specific with the wordage that I used.
Okay.
So, and then I didn't scroll down. I just kind of looked at the first couple and then, like, didn't look at the caption or anything. And I just, like, closed the browser.
Okay.
And it worked out. I didn't see any spoilers.
Okay, good.
But I wanted to, the main character, her name is Penelope?
Oh, I thought it isn't it Poppy?
No, but that might be a nickname.
Oh, okay.
No, her name is Penelope? 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 Oh. Penelope? It's something weird. But they call her the Maiden, which is like she's the chosen one.
Okay.
So instead of putting her name into Google, I put the Maiden Blood and Ash. I felt like that would have...
That's smart.
I don't know why.
Because it could be a name swap type of situation.
And also I knew, like, maybe she's not going to become the Maiden later. Maybe she's the Maiden right now, but not later. So I thought if I put in the Maiden...
Doesn't she have, like, red hair, fair skin? Or am I thinking of a different character?
Yes, she has red hair.
Okay.
But her face is, like, always covered when she's the Maiden.
Oh.
But anyways, I wanted to see a picture of her, like, head covering and stuff.
How far into it are you? How many chapters?
Like, 9.
Okay.
So not far.
Not too far. I'm about to start. So. I'm excited. Well, you didn't say your answer.
Oh. Don't look at fan art till you're done, because I hate spoilers.
I know.
I do not like knowing what's going to happen. Like, I want to be shocked. I want to be surprised.
Yeah. But fan art is so fun. Like, it makes the whole experience so much more fun. And making a playlist and just all the things, you know?
So, if anyone is reading a book that we've already read, message us and we'll send you our favorite fan art.
Yes. Spoiler free.
Because I do like looking at a reference photo.
Yes.
While I'm reading.
There have been so many characters that I thought looked a different way. And then I look at fan art and I'm like, oh, they're blonde.
Oops. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's all of our this or that. Let us know what you thought. If you agree or disagree on these things.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I liked that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok for some unhinged TikToks. We are at eb.pod.
Yep.
Like and subscribe.
Subscribe.
Give us a rating and review. I actually don't know how to do that. Someone asked me, they're like, how do you rate and review? And I'm like,
I don't know.
I don't
just
know.
Always say it.
We just say it. That's just what you say.
On the Apple Podcast app, it's very easy. You just go to the show and then there's like 5 stars and you can click however many stars that you want to rate it.
Yeah.
And then it will pop up with an option to give a written review with your rating.
I don't know how to do it on Spotify,
but
I'll look it up maybe.
Shelby's the Spotifyer. I'm the Appler.
Yes. Appler.
The Appler.
Okay.
That's
anything
it.
Anything else?
No. Have a blessed Thursday.
And a good weekend watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, maybe.
Heck
if you're
yeah.
into that. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.